What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, just phenomenal being back at training camp yesterday, and it's great to see the Eagles back in camp. Obviously, big expectations for the season, and we will discuss a lot of Eagles storylines as we move through today's show. Phils, of course, they get a victory last night. It was a nice one. Good job by the Phils, winning two in a row against a quality AL team, the Orioles. We'll get into that and much more, all of it with you on the phone lines today at 215-592-9494. Rich, Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Scientific names for stuff. You know what a scientific name is, right, Joe?
I do not.
Like, we as human beings are Homo sapiens.
Yes, I've heard that term.
Yes, yes. And scientific names.
That's a scientific name?
That is a scientific name.
Okay, well, now I know a scientific
genus
name.
Genus and then species.
Okay.
Yeah, and then sometimes subspecies. Yeah. That's the
like
sapiens
is a scientific name then.
Well,
I gave you the book Sapiens. Remember the book? That thing was way above my head.
That is our species.
Oh, okay, that's
the sapiens.
Okay,
Anyway,
yeah.
A wolf is Canis lupus. Mm-hmm. You know, a polar bear is Ursus maritimus. Anyway, gorillas.
Yeah.
Their scientific name is gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
Okay, that's weird.
Think about that.
That's a little strange.
They got, you know, the short end of the stick a little bit.
Well, also, it keeps it real simple. I mean,
it's very simple.
Dude, keep it simple.
Like, you couldn't come up with just like a slight variation on the word gorilla?
Just for people like me that'll forget all this in 15
gorilla,
minutes.
Gorilla, gorilla, gorilla.
No,
Joe,
I like
you
that.
Make fun of Nick Nurse all the time for having a bad name.
He does.
Gorillas are out there. Their scientific name is the exact same name every time.
Well, my mom's confirmation name, same name as her middle name.
Oh,
she's Claire Claire.
That's a terrible choice by Claire.
It is what it
Why
is.
Why would she do
Wait,
that?
Are you ripping my mom on
yes,
the air?
Yes, I am.
Don't rip my mom.
That's a dumb choice.
Well, it's a strange choice.
Why, do you think your mom was smart in choosing the same name over again for her confirmation?
Even if it's a dumb choice, I wouldn't attach that word to it. I would say it was a curious choice. But, hey, you go there. You go there, I don't. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, a lot to get to today. Let's start with the birds, and let's start with Sirianni. Because, John, you know, they kicked off another camp, well, technically 2 days ago, first practice yesterday. We heard from Sirianni yesterday, big press conference, Sirianni and Howie Roseman. And, you know, curious as he's embarking now on year three as a head coach in this league, curious where everyone stands on what we got with Nick Sirianni's Eagles head coach. And here's the deal. I will candidly say right out of the gate, I'm still not sure. Now, I've been really impressed. I want to be clear. I've been really impressed. But it is hard to know, is he really legit? Like, lock it up, lock it in. This is the dude, right? This is the guy. Or was he a remarkable beneficiary of having last year a really unique combination, the best roster in pro football? I mean, think about it, the best roster in pro football and the easiest schedule in pro football. Because I know enough about sports to know if you have the best team and you have the easiest schedule, you're going to look good. I mean, it'd be almost impossible to look bad with the best team and the easiest schedule. So, you know, one of my thoughts right out of the gate here is it's actually been kind of difficult to truly know what Sirianni is and really evaluate him on that basis. Now, look, I thought year one with not the best team and, frankly, pretty average team, I thought he did a nice job. He didn't do a spectacular job. It's not like, you know, 9-8 was 11-6.
I mean, but he figured it out midseason when they switched.
He did, but it also took him a long time to figure it out. I mean, they came out of a hole.
When they figured it out, it's when someone else was
calling the place. So, all right, I'm curious from everyone today as we sort of embark, and he embarks on year three of the Sirianni thing. Like, what do we really got? Is he lock it in guy? Remember, he hasn't gotten like a contract extension. He will at some point, but is he someone that you feel uber confident is going to be here a long time and he's the right coach for this franchise for a long time? Or is the jury, John, still out on Nick Sirianni? Where do you stand on Nicholas Sirianni?
Well, I guess I can boil it down to confident but not uber confident in Nick Sirianni. I think he might be really legit but not as legit as I really want in my heart. And what I mean by that is I like – a lot of what I've been told and what I've observed and what we've seen and hear. And so many just detail-oriented things that I love the way this guy works. And the infrastructure that he's created is fantastic. And it sets us up for success.
Yep. But and accountability, man, he really does.
And that's huge.
He owns that. He preaches that.
He's great with it. He's great. There's so many things. He just nails it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure if we were like battling coaches, you know, I'd take Nick as my tag team partner, mm-hmm. and he'd be like the ultimate warrior.
Yeah, other than Vrabel. Vrabel would whoop his butt.
I see,
but Sirianni would be.
Why'd you have to go there?
Well, because he was a linebacker in pro football.
I'm envisioning Nick with the face paint, and he's got his T-shirt torn and tied around his biceps, doing push-ups over on the side to get his swole on, and he's gonna squat a house off of his tag team partner to save the match. That's Nick. Like, he's going to pull out all the stuff.
I agree with that.
And I love that about Nick. But he's really easy. He's really fun as a coach. I mean, think about some of the coaches around this league. But he's not just automatically a good coach because he's coached successful teams here in Philly. Because of what you were saying, Joe, holy cow. The best roster ever in the history of Philadelphia football, in my mind, last season.
Probably true, yep.
And the quarterback is as good as it gets. For my money, that Jalen Hurts is the face of this league for a decade.
But Sirianni also has to get some credit for that. Like, we can't do the Andy.
He helped mold.
See, because here's the thing.
I agree with you.
The Andy Reid help Donovan thing. Sirianni and Sirianni's group, meaning last year Steichen and Brian Johnson and still Brian Johnson, it's been a strange thing. For whatever reason, Sirianni hasn't gotten nearly the acclaim with Jalen's development that Andy got with Donovan's development. Now, maybe people
just
say...
You know why that is for me?
Go ahead.
It's very simple, because I don't think Sirianni is a savant for offensive football the way that I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, but how do you know?
I don't.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, you don't know.
Well,
the way that... The proof that I have, I guess, that you're asking for, is that he no longer calls the plays. When I think of a young savant, like a wunderkind who can turn a game with his brain, for my money, I don't think it's too much to ask for an up-and-comer who's actually the most quick-witted coach on the entire staff, the one who understands the framework of the offense and how everything fits together so well that he calls the plays for the entire offense. And he calls the plays in to the quarterback. And he speaks offense ease with the quarterback every week, and he speaks offense ease with every single player on that offense to tell them exactly where they need to be. Like, that does matter to me.
So Belichick, obviously defensive guy, not offensive guy coming through. I mean, not that Belichick doesn't know a ton about offense, but I don't, and I could be wrong, John.
I'm sure he delegates.
I don't think Belichick runs the D.
Someone to install these plays.
Well,
right.
And even on game day, I don't think
Belichick. For him, it's all sorts of guys. For him, it's defensive guys some years. It's offensive guys some years. He rotates
through.
Look,
here's the thing. I want to find out from everyone at 215-592-9494. Is the Eagles, you know, embark on year three with Sirianni? What do you think we really got here with him? I mean, are you sold on Sirianni? Or is he a guy who has looked really good, but dramatically benefited from the best team last year and the easy schedule? By the way, he's going to have what should be a really good team again this year. Now, injuries, of course, could negate parts of that. But as it stands right now, do you feel confident saying that Nick Sirianni is a great coach? Like, he is a great coach. Or are you not ready to go there? You can weigh in on this at 215-592-9494. Because I think many think he is great. But then there's also that side, well, he did get outcoached in Super Bowl 57 by Andy Reid. And that's like, that's not making anything up. Like, Andy Reid outcoached Nick Sirianni. There's no doubt about that. So I struggle with, like, knowing. Here's the deal. I feel like yesterday, for me, it was a step forward with Sirianni. First of all, I thought he did, you know, a good job at the podium. Not that it's that difficult, but I thought him and Howie both presented themselves well, which is ironic because, of course, initially he presented himself disastrously at the podium. But I was most intrigued yesterday by something Jason Kelce told us. We had Jason Kelce on the show, and by the way, we're going to play audio from yesterday's show. If you wake up super early like we do, and perhaps only listen to the first hour or two of the show, in the back end of yesterday's show, we had all sorts of interviews: Brandon Graham, Jason Kelce, Rob Thompson, and we're going to sort of weave in various pieces of audio from yesterday's show. One of which was Jason Kelce. Relayed a story to us about Nick Sirianni and how he's motivating the Eagles. And you might say, well, this is simple and this doesn't advance you on Sirianni. For me, it does, because there's a psychology to being a coach. There's a motivational element to being a coach. And I really appreciate Sirianni going to this analogy, although it is actually from 30 years ago. And a lot of these guys weren't alive, but they probably get the gist of it. The Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas thing. Listen to what Kelsey told us yesterday. Sirianni recently told the crew.
I think Nick is great with all these little, all these things he used to motivate the team, teach the team.
Tactics,
yeah. I mean, every single day in the, every single week, we get one of those. You don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. And that one obviously strikes a chord with everybody because of the messaging behind it. But I look forward to him. I mean, he's a really, really good coach in team meetings. Yesterday, I don't even know if I'm allowed to share it, but whatever. I can't get into my show. Yeah, I mean, he shared a big story about, Mike Tyson and,
Buster Douglas.
Yeah,
Buster.
Man. Buster, yeah. And how unprepared Mike was.
He was.
And how overconfident he was. And, a lot of times, sometimes he'll say the meaning behind it, sometimes he doesn't. I think this one didn't really need to be said of, why he might have been showing that, expectations. Everybody thought Mike Tyson was going to be the best in the world for the foreseeable future. Nobody could beat him. And he loses to a guy who lost the following fight to Evander Holyfield in, what, three rounds?
I think it was one round, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But point being, he didn't belong in the ring with Tyson. Tyson took him light.
Yeah.
And the message to you guys is, do not take this season for granted.
Nothing that we did before matters. We got to still approach it each and every day. We got to earn it, and you got to go out there and work, and you got to go out there and practice. And it's a message to not just the players, to everybody.
Yeah.
And, one of his things that he said in there was the trainer saying that I failed Mike, you know what I mean? And, I think that's a very powerful message to the coaches as well. And I think Nick is phenomenal. He really is.
John, see, that really impresses me. Now, maybe some people out there are like, well, that's what a coach should do. He should teach by analogy. But
that's sort of where I am.
Grab you that much?
It doesn't, because this is what head coaches do. They formulate these sort of like little seminars for the guys, where they have team meetings that are like assemblies in school.
The entire
defense are in there in front of the head coach.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How often, though? And again, I want everyone, you can weigh in on this at 215-592-9494. What do you make of Sirianni using the Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas analogy, and just most important of all, what do you make of Sirianni as a coach? Is he a great coach? Yes, no, maybe you're not sure yet. Where do you stand on that? Here's my thing on that, though, yesterday, John. While a lot of coaches obviously go in that sort of direction, how often do you hear the next day a team leader in an interview will cite it as an example of why he believes in his coach?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
look.
That kind of pumped me up yesterday. Hearing Kelsey say, especially after Castellanos at the All-Star break, admitted that the Phillies came in full of themselves. He didn't use that phrase, but that's basically what he was saying. Full of themselves after reaching the World Series last year. And Castellanos in early July was saying, yeah, this is why we sleptwalked through April and May. We were not mentally prepared for the season. I appreciate this from Sirianni. For me, it gives me additional confidence. Sirianni might really be really legit, man.
Okay, but we're talking about two different things. We're talking about Sirianni really legit as a planner, as a leader, as a an executive leader.
Right.
Wear all the hats and
sure.
I'm
CEO.
Gonna be the representative CEO guy. My concern is that the offensive wunderkind guy that we thought we were getting, we did not get
the schematic element of football. Yeah,
so I was disappointed with that. I'm learning to accept it because this stuff is great. And I do think it's great, Joe, that players, leaders on this team are actually saying they look forward to these meetings. That you've captured the team's imagination, that they look forward to hearing your opinion, that matters. And that makes me think, we're right where we need to be. Nick has this team in the right spot right now.
Well, look, curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. With Sirianni, what do we got? Are you sold on him? Is the jury still out? Look, is he a guy that benefited last year dramatically best team and easiest schedule. Who also, by the way, he got outcoached by Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. Or is this a dude that's going to be an NFL head coach and hopefully one here for a long time because he's just freaking phenomenal? All that on the table. We're going to get into the Phillies next. We'll tell you how you can win Bruce Springsteen tickets today. It's all here today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, your chance at 215-592-9494.
Start planning the new kitchen of your dreams. And right now, Colonial Marble and Granite is here to make those dreams come true. Get a fully installed granite countertop for just $14.99 and up to 40 square feet. Or how about an all-in kitchen for $69.99? It includes countertops, cabinetry with sink and faucet package. If you need financing, Colonial Marble and Granite is offering zero money down and 0% financing for up to 18 months on purchases of $19.99 or more. Best way to get started, do what I did. Head to one of their showrooms. You go to the one right there in South Philly on Washington Avenue, or you can go to their massive one in King of Prussia, 55,000 square feet of marble, granite, and quartz stones. You get to pick out the actual stone that will become your countertop. My entire experience with Colonial Marble and Granite was terrific, from selection all the way through installation. Final result is a kitchen I love, and you will love yours too. For all the details and to get started, visit colonialmarble.net today. That's colonialmarble.net.